עזיה 49 ורס 6. ויומר, נקל מיותך לי עבד, להקים את שבטי יעקב ונצרי ישראל להשיב, ונתתיך לאור גויים, להיות ישועתי עד קצה הארץ. This verse, God is conversing with his servant. God is conversing with that same entity that we spoke of before in Isaiah 42:1 and Isaiah 11:10. And he's saying, you are greater than just being my servant. This job of uniting the tribes of Jacob and the offsprings or the house of Israel, this job of uniting them is too small for you. I will give you as a light to the Gentiles to be my salvation till the ends of the earth. God has a conversation with his Messiah, and he says to him, I see the greatness in you. God says to the Messiah, I see the greatness in you, and you will be a light to the Gentile, and you will be my salvation. We witness here how complex the divine entity is. He creates a servant from his own soul and being, and in this verse, same as Isaiah 42:1, he talks about it in a little bit of a romantic fashion, like God is conversing with a different layer of his own entity and being. Meaning that this servant is God himself. God speaks of this being as someone he needs, as someone he needs his cooperation with. So, in Isaiah 49:6, God says to this servant, he exalted, your job of uniting Jacob and Israel is a small job for you. I want to give you as a light to the Gentiles. I want, in other words, to expand my realm. I want to reach out to the people of the world, and I can only do it through you. You are a custom designed part for my relationship with the Gentiles, and you symbolize my relationship with the Gentiles, and only you can bring me the salvation of having this relationship which God desires very much. So this servant is actually like God himself. The relationship between God and his servant will change. They are now equal. One cannot work without the other. Every part needs to fulfill a certain part. For instance, like in the human body, we have a heart and we have a brain. None can function without the other. Jesus becomes God's heart. He says, "Liot Yeshuati." God says to his servant, "You will be my salvation." God needs this servant, and in the verse he needs him in a desperate matter, just like we need air to breathe. This is how God needs this servant. Now this verse carries this personal approach from God to his servant, saying, you will be the light to the Gentiles and you will be my salvation. In a way, he's pleading him, saying, you will be my salvation. This sentence has great impact. It is clear that they are the same, each and everyone functioning on a different physical and spiritual layers, but these two layers combine one greater entity that will expand the meaning of God to the Gentiles throughout the world.